If there was an award for the best farmer's tan, she'd be sure to win it. Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
You know, there is not an agricultural group that I know of or have been exposed to that doesn't pay attention to consumers and what they want. It's time again for our Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars, the Wisconsin Beef Council, and our partners at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. The goal of this program, to make sure that beef producers, and that includes our dairy sector, understand where your checkoff dollars are being channeled and how they're being focused to reach consumers and grow your market. Joining us today, Angie Horkin. She's Communications Director for the Wisconsin Beef Council. And Angie, we take that stuff seriously when it comes to what consumers want, the questions that they have. We don't argue with them. We simply take it for what they, you know, honestly, what they want to give us as far as input. And there was a really interesting, what'd you call it, a dashboard study done in October that gave us a lot of indication on what consumers in Wisconsin are looking for.
Yes, this is a great opportunity for the Wisconsin Beef Council, because we don't have a lot of specific Wisconsin consumer research information, because to do consumer research, it is very expensive. It's very timely. It's usually done over the phone, so you have to pay people to do that for you. You have to reach out to a third-party company, survey company that specializes in that. So we typically don't have this information affordably available. So, but what the national office, the National Checkoff does is they do a, every 2-3 years, they do a consumer research study on the national level. So, you know, mainly just talking to consumers about their eating habits, beef versus other proteins, where they think they're going, why they eat beef or why they don't. And then they offered that to the state so we could heavy up. And so we could pay just a tiny fraction of a cost and have some great consumer research for Wisconsin.
Now, you've got it in front of you, Angie. You've had a chance to take a look at it. What struck you when you took a look at the compendium of information they fed back to you? What struck you about this dashboard study?
Well, honestly, the weird thing that did strike me was most of the trends and the perceptions, positive and negative, that consumers have in Wisconsin is very similar to the national level, and they are the concerns and the issues that we are addressing already with our marketing, with our goals and our strategies with the beef checkoff. So I read through this and I'm like, hey, we are on the right path with beef checkoff dollars, because we are addressing these concerns that our consumers have, you know, in their issues on why they don't eat beef or why they do buy beef. So, looking at this standardized questionnaire, it was 12 questions, and then they did it on a national level. We heavied up, so we got enough people in Wisconsin to have a statistically important number. And we did this in October of 2018. So just a couple months ago, and I don't have any demographic information for our survey applicants, but they're age 18 to 65.
Okay.
So they just kind of hit that age 18 to 65, and about 300 people in Wisconsin were surveyed. And some of the key findings, what we did is we looked at, of course, consumption. So, you know, comparing Wisconsin to the whole U.S., so in Wisconsin, we have a significantly more number of people who eat beef weekly. So they ask, do you eat beef weekly? Do you eat it monthly? Or do you eat it less than monthly? And 62% of Wisconsinites surveyed eat beef weekly. So, hey, we are known as beef and potato eaters here in Wisconsin. And it is true. So 62% compared to 51% on the whole U.S., and then Wisconsin also has fewer weekly eaters of other proteins, which I thought was interesting, because you'd think if we eat more beef, we eat more pork, we eat more chicken, we eat more fish, but they don't. We eat less of those other proteins versus the U.S. And we have a significantly higher amount of respondents who have never eaten plant-based proteins.
Okay.
62% of Wisconsinites have not reached into or delved into the Boca Burgers or the veggie burgers, which is a good thing. You know, we're meat and potato eaters here in Wisconsin,
right,
versus 48% of the national respondents have not. So there is a significant difference there.
Interesting, interesting. Now, obviously, this is information that not only influences us today, Angie, but we have to be taking a look at trends down the road. Did they expect to start delving into plant-based or other sources of protein? Did they express any desire to change their eating patterns in Wisconsin?
Well, consumers are planning to keep their beef, chicken, and pork consumption about the same, and they're planning to eat less plant-based proteins in the future. So we are already not eating them, and they say we're not going to increase that. We're going to eat less. So that's good news on the Wisconsin level. But, of course, those plant-based proteins and a lot of that like litigation that's going on right now on how to label them and what they're called, it's still on the radar. That on the national level, we really got to keep an eye on that because I do think that's something that's going to be that's going to be in the media and the news and in our headache for a while. So,
So
and then Wisconsin's consumers' overall perception of all proteins, so like positive perception, remains consistent with the U.S., which is good, with a bit more consumers being slightly negative towards beef. And I say this kind of. I say it because it's one of our key findings, but the slightly negative towards beef was a 10% versus a 6%. But I guess it's a significant enough difference statistically. But you look at 57% of the Wisconsinites surveyed, they have a positive perception of beef, where 15% have a negative, and then about 30%, 28% are neutral.
Okay.
So 15% I don't feel is that high.
Well,
I think we're okay there.
Like you said, we pay attention to every blip on the screen. Now, tell me, how is Wisconsin going to use some of these statistical findings for their 2019 plan then, Angie?
Well, because we're going to use all these findings, and we're going to go and see why people are choosing to eat beef and how frequently they're thinking about that, and then why people are staying away from or avoiding eating beef, and we're working that into our pillars, our strategies, our people, our protein, and our pleasure, and we're going to address those concerns. So like they were asked the top three important factors for when choosing to eat beef at home or at a restaurant. The number one reason, beef is great tasting. So that fits right into our taste pillar. Number two reason, 33%, beef is an excellent source of protein. So our message is getting out there. We're going to stick with that. Third, my family likes beef. Beef is a good value. Beef fits with a variety of meals. So that falls into our taste pillar where we're out on TV giving 5 to 6 different recipes every month. And also something that was out in Wisconsin was we were significantly higher. They say there's many cuts of beef available. So that's a kudos to our supermarkets and all of our meat markets that they're providing a lot of beef cuts that consumers know how to cook and want to buy.
Did any of the questions address the consumers and their relationship with a producer, that personal connection at all?
Yes, they did. So some of the, here's a slide with some of the reasons we are a little bit concerned about beef, thinking specifically about how cattle are raised for food in the U.S., and then we compare the U.S. versus Wisconsin. 67% of us in Wisconsin that answered the survey were worried about sanitation at slaughter facilities. We're worried about hormone use, antibiotic use. We're worried about foodborne illnesses. We're worried about what cattle are fed and the treatment of cattle, and that, those directly correspond to knowing how cattle are raised in Wisconsin, that our cattle are fed great food, great grains. We've got a plethora of corn and great hay and pastures all summer and the treatment of the cattle. Cattle illnesses is up there, room to roam, 56%, GMOs and cattle feed, corporate farming, ranching, environmental impact, greenhouse gas emissions. They are all on the radar there. And those are all topics that we address when we have our farm-to-fork tours with influencers, so with retail dietitians, with chefs, with culinary students, with those people that are influencers to consumers. So yeah, definitely, you know, we build our talking points off of a slide like that. We want to make sure we cover all of those concerns.
So it sounds like we're on the right path and continuing with some of the same messaging, same programming that's been working in 2018 as we roll into 2019, huh, Angie?
Yes, definitely. And the last slide of this is, the awareness of beef is what's for dinner. So how many of the Wisconsin respondents are aware of Beef It's What's for Dinner as a brand? And we were at 44%, and on the U.S. level, it was 39%. So we're 5% higher. So that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's good. We're doing a good job of getting the word out, and beef is what's for dinner.
Yep.
We've got to make sure it stays that way.
That's all right. That's what we're working on. Angie Horkin along with us. She's the communications chair for the Wisconsin Beef Council, the communications coordinator, and she keeps an eye on some of that dashboard survey data that's generated, not just on a yearly basis, but monthly, weekly, whenever she can get her hands on it. And you can learn more about what the Wisconsin Beef Council is doing with that kind of information, those kinds of programs to reach today's consumer, help them understand what you do as a producer to make a great product available to them. Just go to beeftips.com, take a look at some of their fantastic videos that they're sharing there, follow along on the blogs that introduce you to Wisconsin beef producers, and by all means, follow them on social media as well with the Wisconsin Beef Council. That is your Checkoff Chat for today, brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff Dollars, as well as our partnership with the Equity Livestock Sales Association.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.